Tom Watkins. We have Tom on the program quite frequently to talk education with his background as the state former state superintendent for schools. He's also a U.S. and China business and educational consultant. He knows the educational game. Tom, how are you?
I'm great this morning, Tony. Good to talk to you.
Before we dive into a piece I want to talk to you about that was written in the Detroit News, I watched Waiting for Superman a couple days ago with my wife and kids. And I had watched it before, but I didn't really watch it. You know, I had a lot going on, so I couldn't focus on it. So I watched it again, and I was blown away. And it did not make unions who support their union members. It didn't make them look good in some of the cities that they were in. And I was blown away by the fact how that Washington, D.C. teachers had the opportunity, based on performance, that they could make, you know, well in well excess of six figures by, you know, being evaluated, taking that deal as opposed to staying with the union and taking a lot less money, that they chose to stay with the union and take less money and not be put under the scrutiny. I just found that baffling.
Well, look, we shouldn't just point the fingers at unions. Clearly, there are some problems there and some issues, but there's enough problems to go around. And I've worked with some very good education labor union. Dave Hecker with the Michigan Federation of Teachers is a solid educator, good man, and looking to work with people in management in order to find ways to truly lift up our children. So pointing the finger at any one group within education is a simplistic solution to a very complex problem.
All right, I hear what you're saying, but I'm not pointing a finger. My point being, I'm judged on this job every day. My boss could fire me whenever he liked if I'm not doing my job. And I thought that here these teachers had a chance to make double their salary if they hit numbers to make sure that their kids were learning, and they chose not to do that. I just find turning, you know, doubling your income for doing your job was I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, what you're saying is that you would like that offer from management this morning, Tony, for your show?
You know, what I'm saying is, why not be judged on your performance, especially when you can dictate how, you know, that you make a lot more money?
And I think that we're seeing moves in those directions, the tenure reform issues that have just been addressed. As I wrote in a piece there, we have to engage the teachers to be part of that evaluation process. Needs to be with due process and fair, but not the cumbersome process in the past, which appeared in far too many cases to protect the least capable people among us, as opposed to providing every child with the highest quality teacher in front of them. Teachers know who's doing the job, who's cutting the mustard, and who's not. And they're just as frustrated when they see a colleague of theirs that's getting by. Because it impacts the children and it impacts their livelihoods as well.
But what I learned,
a lot of focus to try to uplift and do the right thing by teachers and administrators alike.
What I learned from that piece, and I don't think a lot of people did, but as you say, the administrators are just as much to blame. It was a team effort.
That's the point that I'm saying is that, look, when we have the dropout rate that we have across the state and this nation,